Alrighty, boys and girls and guys and ladies and aliens, and even if you don't have a gender, this is for you. It's another episode of the Jimmy Falcon Show. Ooh, yeah. And I just want to let everyone know that was a messenger thing that had nothing to do with this intro, but we're going to keep it anyways because it was nice. It had a good little thing there. I just want to let everybody know that this is strictly a parody show. All voices are impersonated by one person, me, Jimmy Falcon, which is why it's called Jimmy Falcon Show. Very much in the vein of the late, great Andy Kaufman, who I grew up watching. I'll be doing mock interviews with different characters I can do. Gonna try to do the most known, of course, impressions, that is, so that everybody understands it. But I hope you enjoy the show. Alrighty, we have delved into some archival footage that we have been combing through. We ended up going to this garage sale, and we found these old VHS tapes and old reel-to-reels, old Betamax, all this stuff. We've been combing through it, trying to find some rare artifacts. And ladies and gentlemen, this next clip we have for you is going to be a part of the upcoming, it's called Versus the Producer DVD series. We're going to be combing through a well-known producer. He doesn't want to have his name known, but a well-known producer who worked with a lot of top talent back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, even back into the 50s, I believe. This one is very rare. This is actually this man's father, the producer's father, doing recording sessions in 1937 for The Wizard of Oz, Burt Lahr as the Cowardly Lion. And we're gonna hear a little bit of this clip, and hopefully you guys can make heads and tails of it, because we have been having a hard time. So here we go. All right, bud, can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly, son. Perfectly, just perfectly.
All righty, bud, we're gonna get started here, and if you want to light a cigarette or something, get your Jack Daniels, maybe a Beam. Well, you know, go ahead, son.
Oh, thank you. I would really enjoy a cigarette right now. Maybe a cigar. Oh, so good.
Alrighty, but this first line here, we're going to be recording. This is going to be, let's see here. I believe this is when, you guys are going through the woods there, and that the tree things are throwing the apples at you. And hopefully, we can make heads and tails of this script and get on out of here, because I'm going to get to the He-Man Wife Beaters Club tonight.
Wife Beaters Club. Hilarious.
Alrighty, but get started here, and you start right after Judy gets hit with the first apple.
Alright. Cowardly Lion. Alright, I think I'm ready. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I just got hit in the back of the head with an apple. Oh, my goodness. What the fuck?
All right, cut. But we can't be cussing on here, son. I get you. You know, we do this kind of thing when we're jacking around, but this is for the recording. So we got to be serious. Look, I know you're a little tipsy now. You got your stogie in your mouth, so you're probably not really here with us, so to say. You're in a different world with your drink and your cigar, but let's just try to get this done. All right, we'll get out of here in about 20. Sound good?
That sounds good. Let's do the scene and we'll get it done.
All righty, let's start again.
Oh, I just got hit with an apple. I didn't even know trees could throw apples. This is ridiculous.
All righty, that was pretty good. Do you think we can do it again?
Sure, bud, no problem. Let's get it good this time. I want to get out of here.
All righty, bud, let's try it again.
Oh, I just got hit with an apple. I didn't even know trees had arms.
All right, we'll work around that. That kind of works. Okay, but looks like now the next scene is...
Hold on a second. I got to take a whiz.
All right, Bert, the bathroom is...
No, I'm all right. I'll just go in.
Bert, please, don't... Oh, Bert, you're peeing all over the recording. You're distorting the audio. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's where the clip cut off. But definitely a part, a deep part from the annals of history there.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Hal Ranson. And back in the 1970s and 80s, I had an infomercial on for the 20-minute boner. Y'all maybe remember those commercials, or perhaps you even had some of my product back in the day. Well, now these days, I'm not working with the 20-minute boner anymore, because I just turned 82. And by golly, these old bones just can't get the work done in the bedroom no more. So, I got myself the new invention. It's called the 20-minute orgasm. Yes, sir. This orgasm machine, pill thingy, we haven't quite figured it out yet. Quite frankly, it's in the planning stages. But this device, we'll call it, it's going to be, well, quite frankly, it's going to give you a 20-minute orgasm. There just ain't no way around that. It's going to be a 20-minute orgasm. Yes, sir. And, well, since I was a proud Southern boy and I ended up moving up to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, back in 1974, I still got my country roots these days, and I'm still pining out in the woodshed trying to build this flabbergasted of an invention. That's right. Because that Kama Sutra can't be the only one that gives you a 20-minute orgasm. You gotta get one from your old friend the doctor. So stay tuned, folks, because I'm gonna help get you there. That's me, the originator of the 20-minute boner. It's welcoming you to the 20-minute orgasm. Stay tuned.
Thank you for calling Pizzeria's Pizzeria Corporate Offices. We are so happy you called today, and we hope your recent Pizzeria's Pizzeria experience was exactly what you wanted. To talk to the next available representative, please press 1. To talk to our CEO, Pizzeria, please press 2. And you may get his secretary, but probably not, because she's probably going down on him. If you would like to file a complaint, please press 3. And then immediately throw your phone out the fucking window. Because Pizzeria's Pizzeria is the wonderfulest pizza in the entire world. For our final option, if you have a problem with the taste or style of our pizza, you might as well just kill yourself, because Pizzeria's Pizzeria is the number one pizza for you. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
When you want a voice you can trust. Hey, Carolina. Carolina, do you think I can do it?
How do you? Of course I can think you can do it. What do you mean?
Do you think I can do it?
Don, was it? You're not really using your words.
Okay. Let me use my words like this. I'm Don Hertelever. And in the 1990s, I was all American needed. It was a different time and a different world. But quite frankly, it was my world. The WhatsApps! And all that things. Those brought me where I am today.
Oh my God. You're really going to this crap again?
Yes, I'm going to this crap again. Come on, Carolina. Get it in your little tiny pea brain. I'm Don Hertelby. I have been reporting the news for over 30 years now. And being that times have changed, I am just supposed to bend with that change easily. Because I am a newscaster. Well, this newscaster will stand here with you today and tell you that Channel 47 in Davenport, Iowa was not the, it wasn't the place for me. America was always the place for Don Hertelby.
Oh my God, really? You're going into that again?
From iFartRadio and iFartRadio Exclusive, Don Hurley Podcast.
Did you say exclusive?
I believe I did.
Can we try to redo that?
We don't have time. Producer said we had to have a late lunch today. He's got a gender reveal party in the valley. We really just need to get this shit over with. Can we just go from here and then cut it out in post?
I guess.
Jeez.
Okay, let's start over at, let me find the page. There's like 500 pages of script here. Gosh darn it. This is a frickin' radio ad. Okay, just start at iFartMedia.
An iFartMedia exclusive. The Don Hurley Podcast.
Did you just snore? Cut. Are you all right in there?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I thought we were in a lunch hurry. Can you cut it out in post?
Oh gosh. I guess I can cut it out in post. All right. Let's do one more of these, and then we'll get out of here for the break. All right. I think you can probably do it this time. You're a consummate professional. Thank you. All righty. Started iFartMedia, and don't snore this time. Okay, I'll try not to snore.
An iFartMedia production. The Don Hurley Podcast. Don Hurley has been a trusted name in news and misinformation for over 3 decades.
He said misinformation. Can we just keep him going?
That's right. All the information you need.
He did it right, yes.
The information station. The masturbation station.
Oh my gosh, this guy's a pervert.
The information superhighway on the Don Hurley Podcast. Available now on iFartMedia. An iFartMedia exclusive. Don Hurley tells the truth and only he knows. His way or the highway.
Oh my God, I think we got it. Good job, John. He's not listening. Is he still talking? I'm not picking up anything he's saying. What the hell? All right, cut.